WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. Listen to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
It is Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for your favorite sitcom, Two and a Half Canadians, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. It's WrestleMania week, and we have a full gang here to talk all about it. It's WTR Sunday night. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin, making his return, one and only Keishi.
Yes, the season of hurrying hard is finished, and I will be here on a more regular basis. I'm sorry.
Woot?
Depending on who you ask.
I'm excited. Means I don't have to talk as much. That's a good thing. It's now time to send for the intern.
You know, the sad thing is, when you actually said Two and a Half Canadians, I went, fuck, he's right.
Also, it was a Lindsay joke. I just used it. Full credit to Lindsay.
You fucking thief.
Well, she said it in chat, and I used it.
Oh, okay.
It was good content. When I see good content, we use it, and I credit the good content.
Good comms.
It's all about the comms. Speaking about all the comms, it's the one and only Tim Stein. Unmute.
We spend all this time making sure his shit works, and then...
And then I just forgot that I put it on mute and started doing my show. Good evening, everybody! Welcome to another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live across the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you're tuned in anywhere else, you can join us in our live chat room at twitch.tv/WTRLive. We'll chat back with you. Hello, Lindsay. Always good to see you in the chat room. Of course, Team Chat has joined us as well, and he's yapping. But what else does he do? Anyway, so this is the WrestleMania preview edition of WTR Sunday Night. That's right. Rock said WrestleMania week has begun unofficially as of tonight. Rock, what's it like not planning to go for 8 days straight without sleep?
It actually started last night. We did CB Radio with the WrestleMania preview because WrestleMania is next Saturday, live on the Peacocks and the WWE Network. So we've been talking WrestleMania since then, when we have a bunch of shows, as you can see on the screen right now, that we're going to be doing. So that's fun. It's fun
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm getting an error number 5000 on the video playback screen, so I can't see what's on there. I might have to refresh the page.
That's a you thing?
I might have
all of
to
the things were on there, Tim. All
refresh,
of them.
I've got to refresh the page. But anyway, if you are in the Twitch TV chat room. You'll see the schedule for the week.
It is also pinned on top of my Twitter at Wild Talk Radio.
And it's pinned at Wild Talk Radio at the top of the Twitter if you like going that direction.
Or it's pinned on top of our Facebook page, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, it's there too. And that's what you call a cheap plug. But that's okay. That's not a problem. It's for us. I'm just waiting to see if there's any audio about to happen. No, good. It's muted. I refreshed the page. So anyway. Hey, Casey, guess what?
What?
Next Saturday and Sunday, Casa de Stein will be hosting Jordan Spade.
Oh, that's fun.
For WrestleMania, along with the returning Dr. William Maybrick, one of the original hosts of Wrestle Talk Radio back in the day. He was one of the original three. We used to call ourselves the triple threat of the internet. And Dr. William Maybrick will be making his one-night-only return to Wrestle Talk Radio when we do the WrestleMania post show.
Were you guys called the triple threat because you threatened a ton of people on the internet?
No, we were just like the three of us were dangerous. And triple threat of the internet. It all just like rhymed and it had similes and shit like that.
It wasn't stealing off of ECW storylines or anything.
Well, and also three count was already taken.
No, it was a blatant theft.
I know it was.
And perversion of the ECW thing.
Yeah, I know. Now,
Tim, would you be, what was it, Shannon Moore or Jamie Noble?
Why would I have to be Shannon Moore or Jamie Noble?
No, you're thinking Evan Courageous, not Jamie Noble.
Jamie Noble was the mask guy
in the Young Dragons.
Yeah, I was going to say the Young Dragons.
Which clearly was a name that they couldn't choose because we all know.
Okay, thinking about it, Tim probably would have been Evan Courageous.
Why would I be Evan Courageous?
I don't know if Tim could pull off the dreads.
Yeah, but in theory, Evan Courageous was technically the leader, or at least he stood in the middle.
Wait, but are we talking about, in theory or Austin Theory?
Well, Austin Theory wasn't even around back then. Shut up.
No, yeah, because...
He was sitting there cross-eyed and drooling.
Because he wouldn't have been Shane Helms because the other guy would have been Shane Helms.
Well, because Shane and Shannon were standing on the left and right, and we all know that Tim needs to be in the center of attention, so he has to be Evan Courageous.
No, wait, the other guy.
No, what's up with that?
Wait, Tim could be Tank Abbott.
No, he's not Tank Abbott. No.
Are you sure?
If the guy in the middle got all the attention, that wouldn't have been Tim. Tim's the background guy, so he would have been Shannon Moore.
Okay.
The background guy? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, okay. Talk about the three egos involved. Weren't you the third ego?
Third ego?
Yeah. If you had to rank the three egos on the show.
Are you trying to, in your very backhanded way, explain to everybody I was the humble host and let the other two just go off on their own tangents? And
yes.
One of them was funny and made sense and the other was from Arkansas?
Yes. I am, Tim, and I'm trying not to...
Did you enjoy how I described that?
Yes, and I'm trying not to use any names, so that works.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I was the original Super Babyface host of the webcast.
So he would have been...
Boy, you turned heel.
He would have
been... Oh, man, you lived long enough to become the villain.
I mean, in some people's eyes, that is an actual fact.
You know, you either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain, yeah.
And only two of us actually, or three of us around here actually believe, you know, we're here for that.
Yeah, well, no, I'm more of a tweener because I'll pick on Keishi, which is just horrible because he's the ultimate good guy. And then I'll pick on Brent, and everybody loves that because, you know, he's the intern.
And so
especially when I'm not here, you pick on me.
Yeah, he does that.
I know. When I'm not on the show, I listen to the show.
I know you.
Wait, I know exactly who Tim is. Tim is just Chris Jericho.
I mean, he does take credit for inventing things on the internet,
and he does get loud.
He does get loud.
Well, you know, it the internet is because of me. So, as the internet as we know it today was created by me.
I mean, you are one of the true voices of wrestling.
Ooh, geez, you really reached back for that one. You went all the way back to 2003.
I did, because it all ties into what we were talking about that no one but me, you, and Lindsay know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Probably. And yeah, who the fuck's Internet Dave?
Exactly.
He was not one of the original members of the Triple Threat. He was somebody I brought on as filler.
So he was like Ralphus?
He was like, yeah, that's actually, that's very apropos. Internet Dave was the Ralphus of WrestleTalk Radio.
I mean.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know what? I will give you credit for that one, Brent.
I mean, that's...
Rugby grudgingly is like, shit.
Fuck, he got it, and I can't be nice to him.
Also...
Who the fuck is Internet Dave?
Thank you very much.
I was mainly stalling to find the clip.
Voice from the past, good old Genie.
Yeah. And then there...
JSK. You know what? Just because you played that and brought him up... I'm hoisting my can to you, JSK, and cheers to you, buddy. We miss you.
And here's, I think this is one more of him.
Who the hell is Internet Dave?
There you go. That's the other one.
I don't think he was ever drunker than that.
No.
I mean, he was blitzed for most of WNL, but I think that was his drunkest show.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Isn't there an anniversary coming up soon, or do we pass it already?
I think we pass that in February.
Okay. Or either if it's end of February or beginning of March. I forget the exact date at this point. But, yeah.
Well, you could always Skype Trey Dog and ask him.
I could, but I'm not going to. Anyway, we're here to talk about WrestleMania. Beginning of March. That's what I thought. So Lindsay would know. That's right.
It was near the end of February that he let us all know that things were worse than they thought.
Yeah. All right, let's get into WrestleMania because it's two nights of the most stupendous WrestleMania of all time.
Is it really?
That's what they're telling us.
It's the most stupendous.
Most stupendous.
And you believe them?
In Dallas.
In Dallas, of all places.
You know, it's really kind of interesting how many people are actually down on the card this year. And I never understood that. One of the worst WrestleManias on the planet had one of the better cards on paper.
I don't know how you can be down on this card. It has something for everybody.
This is actually a very good card when you stop and you think about it. And this is a better card than some recent Manias.
Like, is the overall match quality from every single match going to be 5 stars? No, but that's not WrestleMania though.
No, it's the showcase of the Immortals. We're not looking for 5-star matches for every single match. We're looking for the WrestleMania moment.
And I mean, if you go back and look through history, there are plenty of cards that you look at and you were just like, that match was great, and then you go about 2 matches back and go, "Oh my god."
Okay.
So
Everyone talks about, sorry, man, WrestleMania 14, Austin and Shawn, or WrestleMania 15 with Rock and Austin in the main event. Mm-hmm. Let's go through WrestleMania 15 really quick. It had D'Lo and Test versus Draws and the Godfather on the pre-show, Hardcore Holly versus Al Snow, Butterbean versus Mark Gunn.
Oh boy, the Brawl for All finale, essentially.
Shane. The Brawl for All had to be the worst fucking gimmick ever put out by WWE.
Road Dogg versus Goldust, Ken Shamrock, and Val Venus for the Intercontinental Championship.
Wait. Oh, God. I remember. Wait. Is that the one where Billy Gunn also, he had the hardcore title, but they, like, switched?
Yeah, it was Hardcore Holly, Al Snow, and Billy Gunn for the hardcore title.
Yeah, that was, like, the most awkward switch right before WrestleMania because, like, Billy had been competing for the IC title the entire time, and then all of a sudden it was just, like, nope, hardcore. It made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. That was that WrestleMania.
Sable and Tori. Yeah. Fuck, I forgot. I didn't want to remember that match.
14 had Taka Michinoku versus Aguila, Mark Marrow and Sable versus Goldust and Luna.
Oh, God. Goldust was in his special phase, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was like, they're a great car. There are great car WrestleMania moments, but the cards underneath weren't always the best. So you look at this card and go, there's celebrities. There's women's wrestling. There's big returns. There's everything.
Yeah.
Like I said, it has something for everybody. And let's get to the first thing. Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Raw Women's Championship. Go.
I want to see this match. This is when we'll finally get that match that everyone, quote-unquote, expected for SummerSlam. Because they're going to give them time, there's actually story behind it now, which makes it more interesting, and these two basically want to beat the shit out of each other.
It feels like Becky did that to Bianca a year and a half ago.
But it's only SummerSlam.
It was only last summer. It feels like this has been brewing for that long, which in this situation, once he gets back, he can either confirm or deny. But in a situation like this, when you're booking and writing, this is the feeling that you're striving for. You've wanted that. You've let it simmer. You've teased the shit out of it for a couple of the bigger pay-per-views between then and now. And now you're finally getting it. And this is not going to be a 30-second dust-off.
No, and they've spent the last, 3 weeks really ramping things up. Ever since you got... because you've had Becky kind of toying with Bianca, but when Bianca finally got that hair whip on Becky, and holy shit, that mark.
Mm-hmm.
The sound was bad. The look of it 4 days later was worse.
And yeah, the sound was better when Sasha got it.
Yeah, but it's still like, you had that, and then you had the incidental throat hit from Bianca to Becky, which was then elevated by Becky giving a receipt to Bianca. And since then, Bianca hasn't been on TV, which makes it even better of like, okay, when they finally get to touch for this match, it's going to be ramped.
Okay, let me just ask you, step outside and behind the curtain a little bit, put yourself, put on your booker shoes. Do you book for Bianca to come out on Friday night?
No.
You keep her off TV until the actual match.
Yeah.
Ooh. I would book a pull apart.
Well, I got some bad news. They're both scheduled for Raw and maybe in a tag match.
I would book a pull apart between the two of them.
I wouldn't even have a pull apart. I would just have
a match with them involved. No, absolutely not. Rock, you said that they're booked to have a tag match tomorrow night. That's kind of too bad.
It's supposedly, Lindsay's what the graphic make around the internet is Charlotte and Becky versus Bianca and Ronda. Doesn't say tag match, but the four are on the graphic, so people are speculating that's the thing.
It's possible, it could happen.
But yeah, so Casey, Becky and Bianca, thoughts?
I'm excited to watch it. Are we picking right now?
We're talking about the match.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, they've done a really good job. building this, I would say as far as like comparing the two women's matches, I think this one has been done a little bit better. In my opinion, it has held my interest more. Not that the other one is bad, but yeah, I don't know. There isn't really much I can add that you guys haven't really talked about.
So would you have them touch before the show?
Hell no. I don't think they should. Whether it be a tag match or otherwise, I don't think they should. They should, one of them should come out and, I mean, if they're going to touch, it'll be in a brawl situation. I think it should be in a brawl situation. I can't remember who mentioned that, but they should not have, a mixed tag preview match, whatever.
What I suggested was it should be a pull apart. One of them's out there dissing the other, which would be Becky on the mic. And then have Bianca come out to beat her ass, and you can either have her intercepted before she lays hands on Becky, and have a complete pull apart just to sell the fact that these two want to fight each other.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I would do. That's what I was saying. How I would book it.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense. Or that's probably the best outcome they could have for those two.
Just a simple pull apart would be so effective, I think.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, who is walking out of WrestleMania as Raw Women's Champion? Brent.
You've had Becky this entire time as, big time Bex. She's taken down Lita. She's beaten everyone that's come in front of her. Doudrop, Liv Morgan. She got the surprise win on Bianca. She's always kept Bianca at arm's length. This is the time that you pull the trigger because giving Bianca that win over Becky gives her that third horseman it helps to elevate her back after SummerSlam. Not that I think she was, like, taken down, but I think this helps kind of give her that extra little push, and then it builds you moving forward for whatever you want to do on Raw. I think Becky, she came back when they needed her because, you know, Sasha wasn't available and you needed that name, and she was there ready and willing to go. But it's time for her to take that step back finally from the man and be a little bit either humble or watch what happens when Becky has to chase again.
Casey, who walks out champion?
I think Bianca's going to win for a lot of the reasons that Brent said. You know, they've spent this time rebuilding, and to have her not capture that title feels like it would just be a waste of the last 7-8 months, however long it's been since she lost it at SummerSlam and kind of started, you know, crawling back to the top. Becky doesn't need a title to be Becky. I don't think she can be the man in big time Bex without the title. And yeah, I think it's time to put it around Bianca.
Tim?
Well, we've seen Becky as the man, and we've seen Becky as big time Bex, both the iterations carrying that title, defending that title, taking on all comers and coming out on top one way or the other, to hold on to the title. We haven't seen Becky chase that title for like 4 freaking years, guys. It's been that long. And yeah, you mentioned it. Becky doesn't need to have the title anymore. She's outgrown it. You know, she's basically in the position that Stone Cold was. She's had the title. She's had a run. That's great. What would be better? Well, for her to lose the title and chase it. And to tell you the truth, I'm not saying this because I'm looking forward to her losing. I'm saying this because I'm looking forward to the storylines with her dropping it and chasing that title. And that, you know, WWE has worked their asses off trying to turn her heel, and she's worked her ass off trying to come across as the heel. And fans are still reluctant to boo the shit out of her. It's happening more and more. Like when she does the heel stuff, yeah, they're booing the heel stuff. But everybody's still a huge fan of Becky. And even losing the title and just absolutely going full bore bad girl, she's still going to be getting the cheers. Because people are buying, you know, they've bought into her character that much. It's time for her to chase. And, you know, I'm picking Bianca. It's time for, you know, you said it. They've built this up like crazy. It would be an absolute waste of, 7 months or however long, for them not to pull that trigger. Now is the time. Bianca won it at WrestleMania last year, and, you know, have her regain it at WrestleMania this year. So there
you go. All right, now next, Drew McIntyre, Happy Corbin. Thoughts?
I'm looking forward to this match only because it's Drew McIntyre. I have absolutely no love for what WWE has done to Corbin, and I haven't from day one. And they could have done such a great job with his character as the lone wolf, but they buggered it up to the point where I don't care about him. And I don't care about this current iteration of his character. Happy Corbin, the lucky lotto winner or whatever. This one I could probably see myself having on the TV, but being busy in the kitchen.
This match is made for one spot. Everyone just wants to see McIntyre Claymore the high holy hell out of Corbin.
Oh, yeah.
And it's... The reason for that, though, is because, and I'll have to say it, Corbin does a good job at being a heel that you just want to see get punched in the mouth. He embodies that just annoying fucking aspect where you're like, dear God, someone just hit him. And Drew's going to suffice.
Indeed.
I think at least a molar is going to end up in about the third row. We may even see a claymore given to Madcap Moss, you know, if Drew doesn't try to Alabama slam him again.
Yeah, let's hope not. That is not a WrestleMania moment that I want to see.
No. We already saw one guy try to do a really crazy, you know, bump and botch it horribly. He happens to be fighting in the main event of this year, so he averted disaster. But we just don't need to see that kind of Mania moment.
So who's winning?
No, I got Drew.
Anyone really think Corbin stands a chance here?
Corbin is undefeated.
Corbin is undefeated. And he's going to spend about two-thirds of the match powdering outside, going into the ropes, doing everything he can to not get within striking distance of Drew. And yes, Madcap will play a role. Maybe even Shanky and, what the hell's his name? Hinder the Jinder. They may also be out there. Because, you know, don't forget, it's Mania season, time for a payday. McIntyre will lay them all to waste.
Or, you know, take some swipes with his sword.
Yeah, Angela could make an appearance, too. I mean,
they'll run.
She gets a payday, too.
Casey, who you got?
Drew. I mean, yeah. I don't... Why would... I can't fathom any reason why they would let Drew lose this match. So, like, you gotta give the people that big payoff of Corbin getting destroyed. Because he's worked so hard to deserve it. yeah. I mean, and then, you know, even if they have a whole bunch of interference and stuff, Drew is the type of character who is the type of person to be like, yeah, throw everything you want at me. I'll claymore them all. And he will. So whether it's Happy and Madcap, Happy, Madcap and Jinder and Shanky, Beer, if Beer shows up on WrestleMania, just because technically that's not him showing up at Raw. Maybe he'll come out and get involved.
We have a confirmed date, April 4th.
I mean, card subject to change, guys.
Yeah.
So he's maybe, a WrestleMania maybe like, surprise.
Yeah, maybe all the members of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal from Friday Night SmackDown will come out. Who knows? Either way, I can't see Drew losing this match.
Now watch WWE just because it's WWE. Throw the swerve at everybody.
And have Drew win? Or Drew lose?
Drew goes from having the WrestleMania moment of two Manias ago to getting, you know, one of the first big cheers of Mania last year to losing to Corbin. That would be the ultimate, like, opposed career trajectory right there.
All right, so there you go. Up next, it is the SmackDown tag titles, the Usos versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. Thoughts?
I'm going to miss the fact of Pat McAfee jumping up on the table to dance during this intro. Because he will be busy, of course, I think. He's night two, right?
Good question.
I think Pat is night two. So we could still get Pat McAfee jumping up on the table dancing like an idiot. Which is the best part of that entrance.
Well, do you think they'll do something big for that? Like have like 15 people playing guitar instead of just Boogs? Or like Boogs coming out on like a trailer with like 600 speakers?
I would prefer actually having them go back to the electric violins. I think it sounds better.
I think Boogs will sit there and he'll play the guitar. Maybe he'll play it down the ramp, and what they'll do is they'll line the ramp with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders all dancing just like Pat.
Oh, God.
Casey, admit it. You want to see this now.
I mean, I do now. I do now. Especially if they, like, the arm cross Shinsuke shake with the pom-poms. Oh, yeah.
If there was one person that you could get away with that kind of thing for the entrance. Yeah, it is like the rock star, the king of strong style. In terms of the match, though, I know we've said this for a while, but it feels like the Usos need to drop these soon. I don't know if Nakamura and Boogs are quite the team I would have thought that would beat them. But the Usos and Roman have kind of held SmackDown hostage for a while.
Well, and what other team on SmackDown is there that...
I mean, there's, I guess, the Viking Raiders, but they've already lost. Can't be the New Day, because I guess there was a stipulation.
Oh, right.
You could, I mean, you've got a trio that could break up into a tag team. You know, Sheamus and his fighting boys, Ridge and Butch. I still can't get over that. I'm sorry.
Nobody blames you. But yeah, I mean, such slim pickings.
So do Shinsuke and Boogs take it, Keishi?
Don't know. I mean, my draft pick says no, but...
You want to throw a finger up in the air?
I mean, my points want to throw a finger up in the air. But yeah, I mean, they've had those so long. You know, I'm going to pick the Usos. I'm going to pick the Usos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brent, you're going with?
I have picked against them for many a pay-per-view, and they've fought against my pick every goddamn time. But I feel like the Usos can drop the belts here, because we'll see what happens later in the card. And I think if Nakamura and Boogs win, there's more tag teams for them to fight between the British fighting crew and Los Lotharios and the New Day, because they can get back into it if you need them to fight someone. And it eventually can lead to, you know, of course, them splitting up, Boogs turning on him possibly, or something along those lines. So I'm going to go Nakamura and Boogs, because I think there's just more to go.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm picking Nakamura and Boogs.
Okay.
It's been a long time that I picked a team to go against the Usos and actually beat them for the titles. This time around, yeah, I think that the entire table is losing their gold next week, but we'll start with this one and say that I think the Usos' time as tag champs are over. Is over.
All right. Mysterio's taking on The Miz and Logan Paul. Thoughts?
I'd care about this match if Logan Paul wasn't involved.
I just want to watch Logan Paul get the shit kicked out of him, which is what the purpose of this match is.
Yeah, you say that.
You don't think that there's going to be, like, some swerve where Logan Paul, like, abandons The Miz or turns on The Miz or...
Nah, he turned on Sammy at the last WrestleMania. This is Logan wanting to get in there, and Dominic can hit him with a 619, and I will be happy. Because there's always that kind of... There's that projected omen that we've been hinted at for a while, but I don't think they'll ever pull the trigger on, of the Mysterios possibly going against each other.
Ray doesn't want it.
I know. That's the big thing. Ray doesn't want to do it. Would it be, like, Ray and Dominic fighting for Aaliyah on a pole match this time?
Oh, God.
But just... It just seemed like for a while there, they were like, oh, we could go this way. And then it was like, yeah, never mind. And then, no. They AEW'd the hell out of that.
Okay, who wins?
If only they had two entrances to tease it even more.
I mean, in WrestleMania, they could.
That's true.
Keishi, who wins?
Gonna give it... This is the match where the big swerve could happen, in my opinion, versus the Corbin-Drew match. Because it is The Miz. He toes that line. They could give it to him. Regardless of whether or not Logan Paul is how involved he is in the match. Oh, man. Hell with it. I'm going to pick the Mysterios.
Okay.
I just feel like Logan Paul is too weak of a link to give them a win, which I'm sure I'm going to pay for on Saturday.
Okay. Tim, who you got?
I desperately want to see the Mysterios just take this out, but hey, he's a guest who is got a little bit of talent in that ring, and they're trying to get his fans to come over. I hate to say it, but I think Logan Paul and The Miz are going to be the Mysterios. I don't want, but I see it happening. I don't want it.
Brent.
So I'm looking at all of my picks so far.
Yes.
And I've been very face heavy.
Okay.
So I feel like something needs to happen to counteract that, because otherwise it's like...
But it's WrestleMania, Brent. It's WrestleMania.
I know. Yeah,
you still got 40 matches to choose from, Brent.
Because it's WrestleMania, it doesn't that the bad guy can't win every so often.
But you usually want the feel-good moment at WrestleMania.
You can get that later. This is the match where you can have Logan Paul, like, sucker punch Dominic or Ray. Miz hits the skull-crushing finale, 1, 2, 3, over. And everyone can kind of look like, what happened? And then, who knows, maybe Miz gives a skull-crushing finale to Logan Paul to give everyone that feel-good moment. But I see Miz and Paul picking up the win here because, like I said, the only other one I could see is like the Usos winning the tag match, but I feel like there needs to be a little bit of balance here with what happens. And with that, that means the Miz can win. And also, if he does pick up a win, it just adds to his, you know, just smarmy nature. Because he also lost to Bad Bunny last year, so this is kind of like a redemption thing.
Okay. There you go. Up next, SmackDown Women's titles on the line. Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. Thoughts?
Ronda take her arm as a trophy.
I'm sad for my points. That's my thoughts.
Take her arm and put it on your goddamn mantle.
No way. Drag it around with you on tour for the next, like, 6 months.
I just see Charlotte, like, she is the bar that people set themselves to, and Ronda will go, you mean it's about this high? And uses her own arm to show it.
Yep, and drape that thing around her neck like a feather boa, but an arm.
To be fair, I mean, they've done stuff in the past couple of weeks to really kind of give Charlotte a shot. Because after the Royal Rumble, everyone was kind of like, oh, look, Ronda's going to win. But at least Charlotte is being very credible as a threat, beating up Ronda, taking, you know, hitting those cheap shots that she needs to. Plus, we've seen the two of them go before, and it was good. Charlotte can wrestle. Ronda can wrestle. The two of them with some time. Oh, yeah. This is going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch this.
This may be a little stiff.
A little? This is going to be like, this is going to be like the closest Japanese style match we have on the card.
I'm just waiting to see some of those hip throws from Ronda. Charlotte getting flung around like a real life Barbie doll.
Yes, it will be fun.
With more articulation than a Barbie doll.
So we're going with Ronda Rousey winning, Brent?
I'm going Ronda winning.
I am also going Ronda winning.
Because Ronda with a title on SmackDown will make Fox very happy. And you can market that out to a lot of different places, just like she was when she was champion the first time.
So that's 2 for Ronda. 3 for Ronda, Tim?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I thought Tim was going to go with his girl Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you. We all know how sick of Charlotte I happen to be. I'm looking forward to this because I'm anticipating that Ronda is going to ragdoll Charlotte for at least half this match. And, of course, Charlotte will not go down without a fight, air quotes, fight. There's going to be entertaining back and forth. And ultimately, Ronda is going to walk out of there the winner.
Okay.
And I'm good with that.
Okay. So the next thing we're going to talk about is not a match, but a match, but not really a match.
But it could be a match.
It could be a match. The KO show, Kevin and Austin. Go.
No, I was about to say, you're referring to what we're here, the 8-bit version entrance music for.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Well,
that 8-bit entrance music.
Oh, no, what we came into was Brock's. We had Brock's to open the show.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was a really bad version of Stone Cold. Never mind.
That was Brock.
I mean, well, technically Brock's theme music is a really bad version of Stone Cold's because it's nothing near it.
No, Tim. Saturday night is where we screw up where Brock Lesnar's music is, okay? That's gimmick infringement.
Yeah, shut up. It's my website.
So, thoughts?
Stone Cold Kevin Owens? Go ahead.
This is fun in just in just the juxtaposition that you've got. You've got the guy from Quebec, as the case may be, who has kind of taken on the stunner from Steve and has since decided to call him out and make fun of Texas. And for that, Kevin, you shall die for your sins on the star in the middle of Jerry World. Plus the fact, like Rock said last night, if someone has gotten a ring from somewhere, what was it, the summer he got it?
He had a ring shipped to his place this past summer, right around, I think it was just after SummerSlam.
Right around there, yeah.
So Steve, who hasn't, like, really worked in a long time. I mean, yeah, he's thrown a stunner, but hasn't worked, has been using a ring recently. And the last time that happened, we got a rated R superstar back. And as we've seen, the Fountain of Youth is apparently working for everybody. Whether it's Brian or Edge or Christian or whoever they had that was like, yeah, we think they're kind of done. They're out. We don't really, you know, they're kind of injured. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're back. So I think it'll be a little more than what we got with Rock and the Wyatt family a couple manias ago. I think Steve will throw down a bit. And if anyone's honestly going to take some stuff from him, Kevin is a very good person. And who knows, maybe it can lead to a match on night two.
We'll see.
Because someone else may be appearing on night one.
Or two.
Yes. clearing through some smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. So, we can't pick a winner, because that's not a match. So we came up with an idea last night.
Yes, right? We did.
What's the question?
Okay, so this isn't officially a match, but we have to make a prediction somehow. So, Tim, Casey, how many stunners are going to be delivered during this segment?
Oh, is this an over-under?
This is pick a number.
You should have done over-under.
No, so a number. A number's better, because it's a good tiebreaker.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay, Casey.
I'm going to say 3.
Okay, Brent.
I'll split the difference because I think it'll probably be some innocent bystander to start, and then maybe Kevin will hit one and think, I got one over on him. This is great. And then Steve will hit one, and then he'll pick Kevin up again just to do it one more time to teach the boy a lesson.
All right, there you go. So that's...
Well, you know, I have before you go any further on this, I haven't really given my thoughts about what we're planning on seeing.
All right, what are we planning on seeing, Tim?
Well, it's going to be the KO show, and it's going to be back and forth. What I'm looking forward to is the promo war. Kevin can talk on the mic, and we all know Steve Austin on that stick is no slouch, and he can go with the best of them toe-to-toe verbally. That is going to be the highlight. Right there before anything throws down or anybody gets stunnered or anything else like that. That is going to be fun. It's just going to be very enjoyable and entertaining.
Yeah, I'm excited to just hear them
jaw-jack each other.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing about Steve is leading up to this, like, you know, Steve has done his podcast and he's had his show. And, okay, it's been Stone Cold-ish. But we hadn't really seen the rattlesnake. Then came that video package when he drives the truck out into the middle of nowhere, Texas, and just completely slipped absolutely into the Stone Cold character. And as soon as he cut that promo, I instantly was like, oh, I want to see some hands get thrown right now. You're going to hear that glass break and everyone's going to lose their damn mind.
Oh, this is the markout moment of night one. For sure. Absolutely. Yep. No question about it. And it's half nostalgia. Well, 3/4 nostalgia. And you know that there are former fans of the Attitude Era, who are going to be watching WrestleMania at least night one this year just for this segment.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if, you know, Monday Night Raw was any indication when the glass broke before Kevin Owens came out, like, even that crowd went ballistic, so...
Oh, that was nuts. That was just epic trolling.
Absolutely. And I mean, even the second time, they went just as loud. So, like, you know that when that glass breaks at Mania, the roof is going to blow off if there is one there.
Well, they're holding it outdoors, aren't they?
No, it's in Jerry World. They've got a hole in the roof.
I never know which stadiums have roofs and which don't.
Well, most of the WrestleManias that they hold are in football stadiums.
Yeah, this one has a roof and a big ass screen at the top.
Okay,
the Jerrytron.
The Jerrytron, yeah, as they call it. But with that, we're gonna take a quick break, come back, and talk night two.
Oh my God, night two already. WrestleMania 38. Hey, more to come on the other side of this break. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night. We'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight as Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold Simpson.
Thursday nights. It is the experience known as The Rack.
Hey, we love to take boobs.
I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, Sue.
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have a thumbs up on boobs or a thumbs down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standards and practices people hear? Is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live. And we're going to jump back into WrestleMania Day 2 now. Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville.
Okay, that was a great 8-bit version of his theme.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Was Anything Goes?
Yes.
Oh, God, Johnny Knoxville's going to die. In a very glorious way.
Like he does in every Jackass movie.
Oh, yeah. He's going through a table. He's going over a rope through a table. He's going to Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
This goddamn pay-per-view.
Yeah, he's the new event. Shane McMahon. He's going to fall off the WrestleMania sign.
Which is perfectly fine, you know, seeing as they let Shane go. Somebody has to jump off there.
Oh, God. So. Last time they were in Dallas, we joked about someone going off the Jerrytron, and we thought it was going to be Shane. They're going to be like,
Steve-O doing that.
We're going to be like, Shane, you don't get this. Johnny get up there?
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville, maybe, but I could have seen Steve-O doing it more likely.
The ultimate finger from Vince to Shane. This is paying you back for WCW.
Will anybody get shot out of a cannon?
Hijacking the writer's room and taking over Royal Rumble.
Is it bad I want to see Johnny Knoxville come down to the ring in a shopping cart?
Someone's going to get pushed down that ramp in a shopping cart. 100%. Not necessarily for an entrance, but there's a good chance that he'll, like, Sammy will throw him in that shopping cart and give it a push.
Yeah, I mean, if there is no shopping cart in this match between these two, somebody's going to be disappointed.
And it'll be you.
It'll be everybody.
How many other Jackass members do you think will show up?
I wouldn't be surprised if half the crew shows up.
I mean, Wee Man might be there. He'll just stay away from Brock. Preston will probably be there. Pontius will probably be there in his thong.
Don't you wish that Steve-O was still around?
Steve-O is still around.
He is still around, Tim.
Yeah. You guys missed it completely.
Did we, though?
Did you?
Did we, though? Or did you think he was gone?
No, I didn't think he was gone. Being smartass.
He just couldn't make Rumble because of COVID.
It's all right. Tim will think it's SummerSlam anyway.
No, SummerFest. And then all you guys will start calling me Jeremy.
You know what? You'll look back and think that this was the greatest Survivor Series moment ever.
Dude, fuck off. I was going to say something else, but no, I don't have the patience for your bullshit. Fuck off.
So who wins, Brent?
This is where I can see Johnny picking up a win here. That would give, well, both celebrities would win that way. Sammy winning would be a fun kind of blow off to it, especially after, and the best part of the build ever, Johnny leaking the phone number of Sami Zayn and everyone FaceTiming him at all hours of the night.
And him just pleading on social media just to let him sleep.
My favorite part is that he just answers it. Like, the person that was in charge of WWE Social is just like, so Sammy, we're just going to give you this phone, just pick it up whenever you got it, and just ran off. And they're like, what have we done?
Yeah, I mean, good for him.
This is where he earns that money from that contract he just signed.
I mean, yeah. Sammy is the consummate, I'll do anything for you, boss.
Wow.
Trooper.
I don't know he about really that. Is.
Well, don't be sick if that's where you're going.
No, I was not going that way at all.
Okay.
Like, do you know me? I think there are certain things that,
Yeah, your name's not Steve.
There are certain things that Sammy probably would not do for that company. So,
but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, he takes losses that he shouldn't take.
As far as like
he character jobs,
and booking wise, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I feel like there are a couple places that he wouldn't go for them. Geologically speaking.
Yeah, geographically, I think there's a couple of places.
Geographically,
I think he'll probably bypass a certain location or two.
Yeah, a couple of contractually obligated premium live events or whatever they call them.
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Oh, from a character perspective, Sammy is doing fantastic. And yes, there probably isn't much that he wouldn't do as long as it made sense to the story. As long as it tells a good story.
And like I said, he's an absolute trooper, doing everything he can to get everybody hating on him. And he does such a masterful job.
Well, and again, this has just been a low key build this entire time.
It was like when he and Kevin were on the indie circuit, they were just absolutely fantastic together before you continue on with what you were about to say. You know, afterwards, even when he was playing the heel, he's the ultimate fan of the fans. Casey, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
When a wrestler is like an ultimate fan of their fans. So basically exactly the opposite of Hotshot. No, I'm not going to say which one I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not saying which one I'm talking about because there are two in Canada that go by that moniker.
Well, I think one of them doesn't go by that moniker anymore.
No, he calls himself the Dungeon Master still.
With a silver badger.
Oh, did he change again?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, fair enough. But anyway, yeah, just taking the good-natured swipe don't mean anything, but these guys are friends of ours, mine and Keishi. So there's nothing wrong with a little ribbon here and there, as long as it's, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm on the cast tonight, so you can't throw shade at me.
Yeah, I have to wait until, like, you're not
like
here.
October.
Yeah, shit. And, you know, the only time I throw shade at you is to get you to have that reaction when you're listening to the archive. Just so you know, we're not forgetting about you. Nothing but love for you, baby. Nothing but love for you.
Oh, I know.
So, but, Brent, Rock, do you guys understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Being the ultimate fan of your fans?
Yeah.
Okay, because some people will not understand that, and that's perfectly all right. But these are the wrestlers who will do anything and everything to get as many people, if not all the people in the crowd, to either cheer for or against, to involve them in the thinnest of storylines successfully. Sammy's really good at that. And he's just fantastic. And, you know, going back to what I said about him being such a trooper for whatever company he's working for, I'm picking Sammy to actually win here. First off, all the hype with Jackass has come and gone. It's out of the theaters now and moved on to digital streaming. So all the hype and working at selling tickets is over and done with. And, you called it earlier, it'd be a decent blow off to have him win. And so I think, you know, I think that this is Sammy's reward, is the victory.
Keishi, who did you have?
I'm going to pick Johnny Knoxville, because this is, yeah, I think Johnny Knoxville is going to win. I think Sammy can take that loss and then show up on SmackDown the following Friday like nothing ever happened.
Or it plays into more of his conspiracy thing if you exactly. still want to do
yeah.
that.
I mean, if Sammy wins, it's kind of the end of it, and then he's kind of got nothing to do after this. Whereas if he loses, he can drag this on regardless of whether Knoxville is participating or not, for like at least until he gets like another program. He can walk around talking about everybody's up out to get him. He, like, you know, there's so many conspiracies against him, he can't even beat a celebrity at WrestleMania. Yada, yada, yada. I think there's more fuel for Sammy's fire if he loses than if he wins. So I'm going to give it to Johnny Knoxville. Plus, it would be sweet to see them, like, load Sammy in a cannon and fire him out of the building.
If it was only last year in Tampa.
Oh, wait. No. What they'll do is they'll get that giant hand. They'll just swing by and smack him.
There we go.
All right, up next. Edge and AJ Styles. Thoughts?
Yes, please.
I like Dark Edge. It's a fun change from what we saw. And plus, it's just kind of fun to see Beth's reaction on social media to that as well. Like, I don't know you.
Well, before the break, we're talking about Bianca and Becky. And that's, to me, probably with it, even before it happens, probably going to be the match of night one. I see this as match of night two, and it's going to be between these two matches as match of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch these two fight. I hope that they, I mean, Edge is crazy enough to let AJ Styles do all kinds of crazy shit to him.
Yep.
And AJ Styles is also crazy enough to let Edge do all kinds of stupid shit to him, too.
And both of these guys are generally safe enough that they can both get away with doing all that crazy shit.
Absolutely. This will be like the WrestleMania match that Edge was hoping to get for like a crowd, from a crowd standpoint, that he's wanted since he came back and just hasn't quite gotten there yet. So I think this will kind of be the one that he comes out and I'm like, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it just sucks that he comes back right before COVID hits and then we have to go through all of that shit for a year.
Well, I mean, not for lack of trying. I mean, his match with Orton was a thing, but I don't think it ended up being what he wanted as far as how it was received.
He's one of those guys that actually feeds off the crowd and does better when somebody's there.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I say, like, you know, this will be what he wanted when he came back. And based on what I hope those two do, it'll be what they deserve for a crowd reaction.
And it looks like AJ Styles is just getting that, you know, like, what is your kind of like bucket list kind of matches you want to do? He has that list going on right now because considering what, last year he got Taker.
Yeah.
Or no, 2 years ago. 2 years ago he got Taker. I forgot last year they were actually with the crowd. But yeah, he got Taker before. He gets Edge now. You know there are people just sitting there in the back going, God damn it. AJ's bogarting the legends.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of reward you get for working with Omos for however long that they were together. It's like how some actors, they'll like, when they make movies, they'll like do a big budget one for, you know, they'll do a movie for like the big companies and then they'll do like an indie film for themselves and they'll bounce back and forth and pick and choose and like they'll suck it up and do crap that they don't necessarily want to do in order to be able to do something that they really want to do.
Yeah. What actors are really, really notorious for doing that?
I can't remember, but there are a couple out there that are just like, yeah, I do one for them and then I do one for me and then I do one for them and I do one for me.
Until Pirates of the Caribbean came along, Johnny Depp was one of them.
Yeah.
All right. Who's winning, Tim?
This is a really, really tough call. The ultimate winner is going to be me at the end of the fucking day. And to tell you the truth, right now, I'm at the point, I don't care. I really don't care which one of these two guys wins. Whoever winds up getting that win is going to deserve it at the end of the day. You know, AJ basically did the job for Taker. And you know, that was a big fucking salute and tribute to giving it to Taker. But Taker was like done. Is Edge done? I don't think so.
No, I don't think he's done.
No. I won't be surprised to see AJ actually win this one. There's no real reason or need for Edge to win it. That being said, you know, I could see Edge winning it too. So yeah, no, I think this is another huge ass feather in AJ's proverbial cap. And I'm picking AJ.
Casey.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with AJ as well. If you kind of look back, Edge has kind of gone through and won a whole heck of a lot of matches lately. And I feel like if there's one time that he's going to lose, I feel like against AJ Styles in the type of match that I expect them to have, this one will probably be the one where Edge is like, you know what? I can take the L here. It's okay. And then, but I mean, like Tim said, whoever wins, it's going to be fantastic. I just think that AJ needs a premium live event win. So they'll give it to him.
I think Brent's not back yet.
Why don't you just sneeze about it?
I got almost all the way there.
There you go.
Okay, so we'll move on and we'll come back around and get his pick. Because up next is the Raw Tag Team Titles, RK-Bro, Street Profits, and Alpha Academy. Thoughts?
RK-Bro just got their titles back recently, right? How long ago?
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I can't see it making sense for them to drop the titles again that quickly.
It's wrestling. Anything's possible.
This is true. But as much as I love the Street Profits, if they're going to drop those titles, I think it's to the Alpha Academy. That being said, I'm not picking the Alpha Academy. I'm picking RK-Bro to retain.
Okay. Casey?
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to pick the Alpha Academy. Not, I mean, yes, did they win them back not that long ago? Of course, yeah, 100%. But they also had them for a bit before that. And
wait, RK-Bro, yeah.
Yes, sorry.
It sounded like you said Alpha Academy just won the bag. I was like, wait.
No. I think Alpha Academy is due to win them.
Shoosh.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be cool if they had them and got a little bit of a run. They're doing really good stuff, especially Chad Gable. He seems to have found himself in that character.
He's done such a great job at making me hate him.
Yeah.
He really has. I mean, yeah. I appreciate that.
And of everything that he's done, like, I mean, this is like, I think, like I said, this is kind of like he's finally found that thing that he can kind of grasp onto and run with.
Yeah.
And Orton and Riddle, if they lose, they can kind of start jumping off into singles stuff. They could, there could be a betrayal one way or another, and they could have a program against each other for WrestleMania Backlash or whatever. And also picking Alpha Academy seems like a fun thing to do right now, so I'm going to pick them. I wish I had more to say so I could help stall for Brent, but I can't.
Doesn't Otis deserve some kind of gold for what happened with his Money in the Bank briefcase run?
Yeah, but absolutely. But I mean, it's WWE. It's not like they were probably like, oh, we're going to take this from you, but we'll get you back later. I don't think that happens. And even if it did, they probably feel like they don't owe him anything. The fans think that they he's owed something. So yeah, give him a tag title.
Yeah, but WWE and Otis are both going to be in the same boat. There is, they don't think Otis is owed anything as far as that goes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Street Profits. I have been since they debuted in NXT before even coming up to the main roster. They're going to get the titles again eventually at some point. But if RK-Bro drops the titles, if they're booked to drop the titles, right now at this current time, it just makes more sense for Alpha Academy to pick them up.
Agreed.
They're the hot hand right now.
Brian, who do you have?
Honestly, in this, I could see the Street Profits turning heel and winning.
Didn't they already turn heel?
Ish. They haven't, like, fully made the... They've started acting a little bit, but I don't think they've, like, turned that corner.
That's fair.
And I think, like, on this stage, they could do that, because you could have something where they either win by underhanded means, or it's like they do the traditional... Randy hits the RKO, and then, you know, they chuck Randy out of the ring, get the pinfall win, and that leads, not that that's like the full heelish thing, but it's like that leads them down that path.
For sure.
Also, Brent, Edge and AJ, who do you got?
I'll go Edge here.
Okay.
I think AJ can take the loss, and I think with Edge putting out this dark persona that he has, I feel like a win here is needed to kind of carry it forward a bit.
Okay. Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory.
I'm actually looking forward to this.
Why?
Because Austin's a very good wrestler. We've seen that through, you know, the matches that he's had in NXT. We saw a bit of his personality down in NXT when he was part of The Way, which was amazing. And then since he's gotten up to the main roster, they paired him with Vince. And he's got the whole, like, he's trying to prove himself to Vince. And he's, like, the chosen one. Whatever, like, 3.0 now? Because Drew was the first one. And then I think Mr. Kennedy was kind of a chosen one a little bit before he really screwed up. But it's like, Austin's got that kind of, like, McMahon stamp to him. But I want to see what Pat does on the big stage. Because we saw him against Adam Cole, and he put out a great effort. That moonsault that he hit off the top rope onto his feet is still one of those things where you look at it, you're like, holy shit, how is a punter that athletic? And then he competed in War Games and took the bump off the top of the cage. I just see Pat, like, this is his career moment. He's wanted a Mania moment. He wants to like have that spot and not do anything uber crazy, but just to be out there at Mania, having a match, and getting to live his dream. And I think for that, he will bring effort. He will work with Austin, and they will make it look good.
Oh, yeah.
Austin's going to be carrying this match, no doubt about it.
Well, I mean, if War Games is any indication, McAfee's no slouch in the ring. He can do some stuff, but yeah.
No, I'm not trying to take anything away from McAfee, but... when you got these two different talent levels, you know it's Theory's going to be carrying this. And something just tells me that this is his big moment to prove himself, is carrying Pat in this match. Making sense to you?
Yeah.
And win or lose, As long as he makes McAfee look like $1 million, then he's gotten his own self over. And that being said, I think that if all the stars align and he plays his cards right, he's putting McAfee over, and Pat's going to win.
Now, there is one wild card in this match.
What is it role the Joker?
What role is Vince going to play? Because originally, the rumor was it was going to be Pat and Vince in a very kind of, no pun intended, smoke and mirror style match. Then, you know, after Vince went on the Pat McAfee show, which, by the way, was a great interview. And then Austin came out that next day and issued the challenge instead to Pat. But Vince is still hanging out there. And like we said, he's kind of got the Austin stamp of approval. Or does he? Could we see like a swerve here and McMahon help McAfee to help set up Pat?
This whole thing reminds me of that meme that's out there. Vince laughing with somebody else. And then I told him he was the next big thing. Who was he laughing with? Oh, fuck. Was that R-Truth, I think, in that meme. Mm. I think. Therefore, it might not be true.
I don't remember.
All right, Tim, who wins?
Well, I already said. I'm calling McAfee.
Casey, who wins?
Theory.
Brent?
Torn.
So, basically, you're torn. So, you're thinking McAfee in theory. Ba-dum-bum.
That was bad.
So are you. Shut up.
But I don't know where to go because, like I said, Vince is a wild card in this, and I don't know if or how he's going to play a role. Because I think if he goes out there, he's going to influence that match.
He's That's going to given. Play the role of God.
Yeah, he's going to be Kingmaker. That's
a, like God was Sean's tag team partner that one time, yeah.
But it's just, like you said, Tim, I could see Austin winning because it'll, like, Austin, I think, kind of needs that. He's gotten some wins over, like, Finn, but it's like getting a win at Mania is a big feather in the cap. But like I said, I could see them doing a kind of swerve and having Pat win and aligning with Vince and being kind of, you know, turning, in a sense, heel, being the heel commentator on SmackDown. And if he wants to get in the ring like he did in NXT and being just the loudmouth. Screw it. I'm going to go Pat.
Okay. We have the women's tag team titles, Queen Zelina and Carmella defending against Sasha Banks and Naomi, Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, and Natalya and Shayna Baszler.
The champs aren't walking out with the belts. I'm just going to call it now.
Yep.
This match is for them to lose.
I think this is going to be a mostly good match. It'll have its moments, and I don't think at the end of the match anybody's going to recall too much of it other than, yeah, it was a good match. I enjoyed it. It was fun. But I think the titles are going to Rhea and Liv.
Okay. Casey, thoughts?
Yeah, I want to lean that way, but, I mean, Rhea just kind of had the title. Not that that matters.
With a different partner?
Yeah. And, I mean, I was also kind of thinking about, like, Natalya and Shayna, because, I mean, Natalya and Shayna are also badasses.
And they've also held the belts with different partners.
They
both
also
of them this time around.
Yes, and Shayna quite recently.
Yeah. And Natalya also kind of recently. Even kinda more recently. More recently.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So,
because Natalya beat Shayna for the belts.
Yes, that's right. Now they're homies.
Now they're homies. That's because they got rid of Kenny Naya.
Yes.
And Tamina's too busy hooking up with Akira Tozawa on Raw.
That's just, I don't know, you. Something's not right with that.
Oh, and Sasha's in there? Man, this is a tough call. I think going to go with, I'm also going to go with Rhea and Liv. I want them to win. They seem fun.
Okay. Brent?
I can see why you guys would want Rhea and Liv to win, especially because it would be Liv's first championship. And it's kind of a nice reward for how far she's come. The problem is I don't see them putting the belt back on Rhea as quickly as she just had it. Because you had the kind of oddball pairing. You have another kind of oddball pairing, although this one is more in line with Rhea in a sense, but I don't see that. Shayna and Natalie, and Natalya you could do. But
oh, if Shannon and Natty get the belts, I'm perfectly happy with it. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, they're the good workers. You could put it on them and there wouldn't be a problem. Honestly, I see this going to Sasha and Naomi.
I was thinking that too, because Sasha has been, I mean, it's Sasha, really.
She's kind of just been sitting back for a little bit since she can't, you know, since SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Oh, she's filming new episodes of The Mandalorian.
But it's like she's been sitting back there. And also, I mean, if that's the case, could always have, you know, your champion on a big show. Just saying. Plus, you still have, if you want it, that tension with Naomi and Sonya still. And so it could be one of those things of this is a way of getting Naomi off of SmackDown and a little bit away from Sonya.
Wow, Sonya's on both shows, though, so I don't think that really matters.
A little bit, but she has more influence, it seems, on SmackDown. It's more. It seems to me like Raw is more Pierce's domain.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, because they're the champs, they can travel to both shows, and it's almost like, okay, yeah, they can defend on Raw, and then it's like, oh, if they're on SmackDown, fuck, there's Sonya. So it just, to me, it adds a little more dynamic there. Plus, if Shayna is not a champion, she's on SmackDown right now, right?
Yes.
If she's not a tag champ, she can go for the the big title, which could be held by her friend, which could be an interesting matchup.
True.
So for this, I will go Sasha Naomi, I think. Get that belt, get a kind of feel-good moment. The fans would love it if Sasha got the belt. It's not true. That they wouldn't pop if Liv got it, Liv and Rhea, but...
Especially if Liv got the win.
Yeah, if she could pick up the win, yeah, then the fans would kind of go even more apeshit. But I think we can all agree, Carmella and Zelina are not long for this title world.
Not anymore.
No,
they've had their time.
They were the transitions. They did a great job with it. They've sowed the seeds of dissension there. It's all played its part.
Yeah.
All right, main event. What, Brent?
Aren't there other things?
Like what?
Like rumors and speculation?
Nope.
Oh, just get on with it. Quit with the...
There are no rumors and no speculation.
Okay.
It's too cloudy and smoke.
Okay.
The mirrors aren't clear. Let's get to the main event. Winner takes all. WWE Championship versus Universal Championship. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. And go.
This is going to be what you're expecting it to be. Two big bulls clashing in that ring. It's going to be methodical, the match itself, I think. We're gonna be getting all of their moves. Of course, Roman's going to Suplex City, and Drew is getting Superman punched like crazy with a few drive-bys happening and the odd spear.
Drew?
Yeah, I was gonna say Drew.
Not Drew. I'm looking right at Brock Lesnar. I called him Drew. Don't ask. It's the beard. That's what it is. It's the beard. Sure, that's it. But yeah, no, Brock. But yeah, I don't expect this absolutely to be a 5-star match. It's going to be entertaining, and people are going to be into it because let's face it, it's going to be part train wreck with these two guys. And I'm not using that phrase in a bad way like we normally use it.
A very controlled train wreck.
It's going to be a lot of damage. And my usage of train wreck is people are going to be slowing down and rubbernecking, causing traffic jams because they're like gaping at what happened.
Would you call it a slobber knocker?
I was avoiding that phrase. Because he's on AEW, so...
Yeah, but you have to admit, slobber will be knocked.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of spillage. A lot of salival spillage happening in this match. Roman has held that title for a long, long time. He's basically wiped out the record they wanted wiped out. Brock is back. They're going to unify these damn titles for whatever reason.
Because the main event scene on both Raw and SmackDown is not quite enough to sustain both.
So it's going to be one champion fighting on both brands. And Brock's a free agent, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have a unified title, I feel like it doesn't matter what show you're on.
Yeah, no, this is valid. Having the titles unified, to me, in my opinion, it just really opens up the field for challengers. And who better to be the unified title holder than the reigning defending undisputed heavyweight champion of WWE. I'm calling it for Brock Lesnar.
Casey?
Part of me wonders if they're going to give Roman a clean win over Lesnar, and then he can be the man who beat the man that beat the streak, which is something that Paul Heyman would just drill into our brains every day, twice a week, for the rest of time.
Yeah, but didn't he already do that?
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, you would just add in the middle of this ring sort of deal. You know, for some reason, in my head, I did not think that these picks were going to be as hard as they were. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to see Roman beat Brock just so, I mean, because if you unify the title on Brock Lesnar, then what? What do you do? Who do you put up against him?
You could say the same thing about Roman.
That is also true. He has kind of gotten to that point where it's like,
Roman has run through everyone.
600 days of beating everybody.
Yeah.
There's a match I do want to see that I haven't seen.
Yes, I know. Brock versus Johnny Knoxville for the Universal title. Yeah, I got it.
No. Nice try, though, but no.
I thought Brett was retired.
Veer? Everyone would see Veer versus Roman?
No.
He can, you know, Roman will be back on Raw for the first time since WrestleMania, and out comes Veer.
Tim, you're not going to see Hook versus Roman. I'm sorry.
No, I want Brock and Edge. That is a match I want. Brock and Edge.
That'd be interesting.
The Spear versus Suplex City versus the F5.
Yeah, I mean, it's WrestleMania. I think this will be the time where they end Roman's run. He's had it for so long and done a very good job. It's time to give him a break.
Well, just to let you continue, we'll wait until you're done.
So, yeah.
I'm going to let you have this, but... No, never mind.
Easy now. He may come up on stage and slap you.
Brock Lesnar.
Tim, you had a comment before we pitch it to Brent?
No, I'll let Brent do it, and then I'll have a comment.
Roman has held the belt currently for 571 days. He is,
what a punk.
As Tim said, he eclipsed the record they wanted off the books. Brock right now is the most entertaining he has ever been. Top knot cowboy Viking Brock is the best thing that you can put on your TV right now.
Cowboy Viking. I never thought I'd hear those two words in one sentence as a descriptor for one person.
But it works.
It is working.
With the, and plus, having Brock jumping between the two shows will make both networks very happy because he is a draw. People will tune in to watch Brock, not just lay waste to people. But
oh, if you don't think that Fox is drooling over the chance to have Brock on the on Friday nights at least once a month, you're crazy.
Not just that. If things work out appropriately, they could have Brock and Ronda as champion on Fox. They will market the shit out of that.
Yep.
But it's also, Roman's held the belt for a year and a half. He's done everything. He's run through everyone. He's been the head of the table. He's, you know, injected the bloodline into WWE.
I'd laugh my ass off if Brock won thanks to, in part, a bit of a swerve from Paul Heyman.
It doesn't even need that.
It doesn't need that, but I'd laugh my ass off because it would piss off the IWC so bad.
But it's just, but also it's that kind of thing, like I've talked about before. If, let's say Roman loses and Roman, you know, does the Kenny Omega and is like, I need to go away for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes away. He's out of the public consciousness. Maybe the Usos go with him. Maybe, you know, the family goes back home to regroup. That leaves Paul out in the middle of nowhere. He's already turned his back on the Beast. So where does he go?
Ronda.
Possibly he goes to the next big thing.
Veer.
No. A certain NCAA champion who has already been drafted and could be someone laying in wait.
Ooh, Gable.
Yeah.
You're thinking Chad Gable. Did he sign? No.
Not Chad, Gable Stevenson.
Or that's it. Gable
he's
Stevenson.
He's been signed. He's had the NIL deal. He signed.
He's drafted to Rawls. Gable Stevenson, not Stevenson. Stevenson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who, by the way, just for everyone, left his boots on the mat a couple weeks ago and is coming to WrestleMania.
Yeah, he already announced he's done with collegiate wrestling. He's retired. It's time for his next adventure. And Paul could look at him and be like, this was you. And he's younger and hungrier.
How big is he?
He's a big boy. He's a heavyweight.
Like I've seen
champion pictures
of him, but I don't have, I don't have an image in my mind comparing him to Roman or Brock.
6'1", 265.
Okay. So not quite as tall.
Not quite as tall, but...
But know, just as wide.
He's thick.
If not wider.
Yeah.
Yeah, thicker. Thickerer.
If you want to see an amateur-style match, those two guys can give it to you.
265 at 6'1". Holy fuck, that's big. That's a bear.
And he is as agile as Brock was when he debuted, too. Especially considering his celebration for winning... in the NCAAs, was doing a standing backflip.
As long as he could pull up a shooting star press without concussing himself.
At 6'1",
he might be able to.
Yeah, at 6'1", 265, being able to do that easily, holy shit.
Because after he concussed himself, Brock never tried that move again, did he?
Nope.
Nor did he need to.
Nope.
Because then he just became the destroyer of worlds and universes.
What if, do you think they would bring up Bron Breakker and put Paul with him?
Isn't Bron Breakker de facto already up?
No.
No?
Oh. Not fully officially. He's made appearances on Raw, but he hasn't been.
I've seen him on Raw, and I just thought, oh, he's up now.
He made one appearance to promote NXT. That's it.
I thought he was a second one. I thought he did two tag matches.
Only one.
Okay.
Because the other tag was on NXT.
That's right. That's right.
Or you just saw a replay and didn't realize it.
No. They did the same match on two shows. It's like WWE booking. So, Tim, you picked, right?
Yeah. Everyone picked.
Okay, everyone picked. All right. So that will do it for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Two nights.
My comment, now that everybody's picked and everything else like that for this night two main event, Roman is scheduled to bugger off to Hollywood to make a couple movies.
He is also scheduled for WrestleMania Backlash, so...
There's that, too.
Not to be confused with WrestleMania Raw or WrestleMania SmackDown, which happened this week.
It's pretty soon going to be WrestleMania Money in the Bank.
I mean,
welcome to WrestleMania. Level up.
I mean, you never know.
Also, keep your eyes out during the week. Pick'ems will end up on the website, and there may be a match or two that's added, depending on what happens tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's going to happen tomorrow. You know, it's going to happen tomorrow.
I mean,
how many do we have total right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and a half.
And I don't think that anybody should be allowed to add a wrestler or swap a wrestler until that person is officially legitimately signed and announced for fantasy.
No, it's allowed.
No, because here's the thing. If that doesn't happen...
It's the same 0 points I would be getting with Big E
exactly.
on the shelf for
it's
6 months.
It's a big zero.
It's called taking a chance. And we've all done it with Ronda. I mean...
I did it with Roman, and he came back from leukemia.
Yeah.
Who did it with Ronda?
I think I did.
No. Not this go-around.
Not this go-around, but in the past.
Yeah, you dropped somebody and picked up Ronda the night after she re-debuted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I followed the rules.
I was literally waiting until the signing was announced officially. Because I was going to drop somebody and pick Cody up. But I was trying to be honorable and not jump the gun until the signing was official.
Well, it's probably been official.
It's not official yet.
Okay, it's not official because Adam Pearce hasn't said it's official.
But it's official with HR.
It's official. It's been official for a long time.
He's been signed for weeks. But I was thinking, okay, this is like the proper thing to do, and then you go, oh, we're gonna grab him, fucker.
Well, I had unfortunate circumstances. Big E got hurt. I had an injury replacement.
Yeah.
It just.
Meanwhile, I got my fingers crossed that Big E shows up by a backlash.
Yeah, you kind of.
I've been getting great fucking points with her on my team, and she's been a complete no show.
She's been
since we picked fantasy.
Yeah, that's not been good for you, has it?
So
that's good, Tim. You picked the winner.
There you go. Hey, she hasn't cost me points.
Hey, my points are about to go downhill.
Yeah, Casey went that champion route, and that's not the way to go at Mania.
Never pick champions, current title holders, if you can get away from that.
I'm okay with it. I mean, let's face facts. It's Charlotte. Even if she does lose at WrestleMania, it's not like she's going to not start winning every other match after that again.
You watch. Yeah, two weeks after Mania, she gets released.
Oh, God.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, and then she shows up at AEW in 90 days.
You can make a trade.
But the thing about you dropping off like crazy, Casey, as Team Canada, we're blowing doors off.
You're really not, though.
That's about to change.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not blowing doors off. We have a sort of semi-comfortable
lead. A very
healthy
lead.
No.
Yeah, healthy. 100 points just the other day.
Okay, so Casey has Charlotte. Did he pick Charlotte to win, Brent?
I
did not.
All right, so that's minus 10. Did you pick Roman to win?
Yeah. No. What? No, he did not.
That's another minus 10. at least a minus 10. Out of
this is just based on the fact that I picked them or the fact that they're going to lose?
No, because lose 10 points when you drop a title, so that's minus 20 at least so far.
So you're already counting yourself for negative 20 points.
Yeah. But just because I made those picks doesn't mean that I don't want to. I'm not going to pick wrong just so.
I know.
Just to reinforce the fact that I have points.
I know that. I'm just going to go down the list. Becky Lynch, did he pick Becky?
He picked Bianca Belair.
Minus 30. Did he pick RK Bro to retain?
Nope.
I was away. So.
Minus 40.
I didn't.
Minus
did
40.
Pick Alpha?
Yep.
So he's at minus 40.
He's negative 40 right now.
did he pick the Usos to retain?
I did.
He did. He actually picked them. That was the points pick. Right there.
So that may save you a little bit, maybe. Imperium's defending their belts this weekend, so you may lose them too.
I'm pretty confident Imperium will keep their titles.
And you have,
you know, by the time next Monday rolls around, I might be up by 5 points.
I count at least minus 60 points for Casey.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
He may have historical numbers.
Casey may be fighting the wheel.
Individually, it's not going to hurt the rest of us at all. But because he's on my team, Casey, I'm going to punch you next time I see you.
Okay. And?
Okay. It'll be a wrestling punch, so no big deal. But still.
Casey, I just want you to realize, if you lose to the wheel, you will never live that down.
So what you're saying, Tim, you're going to be Will Smith and he's Chris Rock?
Oh!
Topical.
Chris Rock? What did I miss there?
Once we're done, go to Twitter. Just go to Twitter. That's all.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, something happened tonight.
Something happened tonight.
Oh.
I heard what happened, but I didn't realize that Twitter was blowing up so hard.
Twitter is blowing up hard over it. Hard.
I did not know that anything happened.
So.
Oh, was this at the Oscars?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Will win Best Actor?
He did, but that has nothing to do with it.
I'm looking for I'm right now looking for what you're talking about.
Type in Will Smith, Chris Rock. You'll see.
You will see plenty of things on that.
We're gonna get his live reaction chat. Then we're gonna wrap up.
Will Smith, Chris Rock. I just typed it in. Do I want top or latest?
Probably all the same.
Both.
Oh, there was an uncensored exchange. Whoa, what just happened there?
Uh-huh.
Waiting for it.
Holy shit, he just punched Chris in the mouth.
Slapped. But
he went Stephanie McMahon on him.
He waylaid into him, yeah.
And then, that's all I saw. I didn't see what led up to it or nothing like that. Now he's given Chris the stink eye.
And then an uncensored rant that was censored on American television. But
holy shit. Don't read lips, kids.
So that happened.
So that's happening. Okay, I'm going to play that back when we're off.
Yeah, so we're done now.
That was on Japanese television. Wow. All right, so that's it, everybody. Don't forget, two-night event starting next Saturday evening at 5 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Is it not? WrestleMania 38 kicks off?
The main show starts at 8, kickoffs, I think, at 6 Eastern.
Oh, at 4 o'clock Mountain. Okay.
I think so.
All right, this is good to know. We're going to have to double check that because Dr. Maybrick and Spade will be here to catch WrestleMania night one and night two. I'm kicking them out after night one. They can sleep at home and then come back Sunday. But, yeah, next Sunday night, it's the return one time only of one of the original founders of the original WrestleTalk Radio, Dr. William Maybrick. Makes his return, if you've ever heard that name. Come back and that'll give you a chance to say hi to him. And you're in for a different kind of entertainment that you've never had before if you've never heard him. But that's next week. WrestleMania week literally officially kind of, sort of, kicks off starting tomorrow night and immediately following Raw is the post show.
No. Okay, so WrestleMania coverage on WTR Live goes as following. We had CB Radio last night. We had WTR tonight. The Rack will be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to do the full in-depth preview. There is no Raw post show because Lindsay has to pick up her parents from the airport. So there's
okay,
that.
You didn't tell me that before we went live. That's, you should tell me this shit.
That's why there's a graphic. There's a whole graphic. It's a thing. It was Twitter. It's a thing.
Yeah, but still.
So there's that.
I don't... Graphics?
I know. Saturday, once the show ends, The Rack, extra reviews, WrestleMania Day 1. On Sunday, after the show ends, WrestleTalk Radio will be live to review both nights. Then, that next Monday, the Raw Post Show is back, 11 p.m. Eastern, for Raw After Mania. Then, The Rack will be back live that Thursday to review Day 2. We caught up on all that? Cool.
That's the way it is.
There's also other things we're doing, including simulations on youtube.com/rackradioshow of all the matches that we can possibly put together.
Ooh, for WrestleMania. 2K22 simulations?
Yeah, we streamed some of them last night. So, some of them went a little long and never finished. So we're going to make sure we can get them all done because Randy ended up in the crowd and
fifth row.
And just stand there.
I'm going to have to set aside 7 hours and watch all of it.
So it's all going to be posted maybe one or two a day at youtube.com/recreationshow around 5 p.m. Eastern. They'll be going live. If there's an additional one, it'll probably be later in the day after that. So there's all that content. If you want to see Lindsay spend money, go to twitch.tv/LindsayWard on Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern when she streams Genshin Impact. She's rolling for characters. She's spending some money. Make sure you do that. You can also use her creator code in the Epic Game Store, which is Linz M. Ward. So that's the coverage so far that we're doing for WrestleMania week on WTR Live.
And if anything or if anything changes, you can find out on social media because we're all over that too, like a dirty shirt, aren't we, Rock?
We are. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. It's WTR Sunday night. On both Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, why are you chuckling while you're saying that?
Because I'm red chat. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Lindsay, behave.
She has a count. We've had a countdown clock on her stream. This is what everyone knows. It's going to happen. Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/LindsayWard. Go just follow the channel. Also, for archives, go to lindsayward.rockradioshow.com. Subscribe to her YouTube channel. And ring the bell.
That's all of the shit going on social media for the the websites, dude.
And yes, the character is also a hydro character, so it's water. It's
and he applies wet status. Yes, I know, I was being a disgusting pig. Anyway, what's new?
What's been for 20 years?
Shut up. You know, if you're not following me on Twitter yet, you're a dummy. So don't be a dummy. Be smart like Casey and follow me at Flames Forums. Yes, I do talk a lot about hockey, and some big games are coming up with my hockey team. But I also tweet wrestling. I ask you questions that, you know, post shit that make you go, Like today, for example, a man's version of camel toe. Should that be called an elephant trunk? You decide. Anyway, all of that and other important.
That's great. Serious. Great content to follow right there. I don't know.
That's fantastic content. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's something. Where's the mute button?
They can find me at Flames Forums on the Twitter.
Casey has a red bubble and a whole bunch of social. Go.
Yeah, you can find the link to my Redbubble account, which is just an account where you can buy merch. Find that link on both my Twitter and my Instagram, which are at Kyle Driver. So you can find me there. Buy my stuff if you feel so inclined. Support me in my wonderful return to wrestling this Friday.
Woo!
Because right, I am now, I've been deemed healthy enough to compete.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You should compete for Can-Am Wrestling.
Well, if they would run shows on days that I'm available.
Oh, well, tell them to quit running shows on Wednesday freaking nights. That's never made sense to me anyway.
Well, I mean, I know, but I've had chats with them. I'm still in contact.
Yeah, that's Vinny Fever for you. Anyway.
He must not be in a big AEW fan. Anyway, Brent.
Yeah, the only place you can find me basically is on Twitter at King Kittens. I make friends.
Do you? Do you really?
Oh, I do. I make some friends, especially on Wednesday nights.
So you go through a lot of play though.
Hey guys, did you know you can use creator code RockinSock in the Fortnite item shop? The new season just dropped. You can buy all the new Battle Pass stuff and the skin. Hashtag Epic Partner. Also,
code RockinSock. That's RockinSock.
Also, if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. This is where Tim will say goodnight now.
Hey, Rock, buy me a cup of coffee.
Say goodnight, Tim.
I will, but before I go, I got a quick question for everybody on the panel, starting with Brent. If you had a chance to fly a Star Wars fighter, which one would you pick?
X-Wing.
Okay, Keishi.
Darth Vader's...
TIE Fighter. Okay, Rock.
What's a Star Wars?
All right, well...
The Enterprise.
I'll pick the Naboo Starfighter. That being said, have yourselves a great week, everybody. Enjoy the rest of WrestleMania week. We'll catch you next Sunday night following night two of WrestleMania 38.
WildTalkRadio.com.